asking for the church declaration. And if you know it, say it with me in your homes or wherever you may be right now. It reads, today we declare, we believe that through the word of God, we can have what it says we can have. We can do what it says we can do. We believe that through our faith in God and service to him, we are becoming empowered individuals and families who believe doors are opening for us, barriers are being broken, and increase is coming to us greater than ever before. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And if you have your Bibles or your tablets or whatever device you use to read your word, please turn with me to an oldie but goodie, Psalm 23. I think it is really appropriate to read this and really meditate on this word. Psalm 23 from the New King James Version reads, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God bless the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy word. And please join me and bow your heads right now in prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for everything you have done for us. We thank you for being more than enough. We repent for being ungrateful and ask that you show mercy to us for the word curses we have spoken over ourselves and others. We thank you that we can ask for forgiveness and you will continue to love on us like it never even happened. Thank you for loving us more than we know. You are magnificently wonderful and we bless your holy name. Thank you for the head of our church, Bishop and Mother Bobby Knox. Lord, please give them supernatural strength to continue doing your will. Father, bless and keep them here until you are ready to bring them home to glory. Father, bless all the leaders and give them encouragement and divine ideas and revelations to help keep the church encouraged in this hour. Lord, please bless each and every other member. Help them see that you care for their every need. We bind the spirits of infirmity, weariness, and discouragement, and we loose health, strength, and encouragement on the land right now. We stand in agreement of your salvation, healing, and deliverance. We thank you for the anointing that destroys the yoke. Father, please help us all to understand that you are our shepherd, and sometimes you make us lie down in green pastures so we may rest in you. Help us see that every time we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we don't have to fear because your love will sustain and carry us. We thank you that every fiery dart of the enemy against the church has boomeranged. We thank you for the unity of faith that has been established through the churches in these times. We thank you for your love and mercy that shall follow us all our days. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And thank you for your time. And I will now turn it back over to Minister Mark.
Well, praise God. Thank you so very much, Minister Tucker. I appreciate that encouragement today. I appreciate that word today. It's like you said, it is an oldie but goodie. We never get over that one. And in times like these especially, I am so grateful for the word of God and grateful for oldies but goodies like Psalm 23 that we can turn to. Appreciate the exhortation as well, because in times like these, it's easy to look at all the negative. It's easy to find plenty to complain about, many things that, you know, aren't going the way we would like for them to go, and I get that. But there's so much that we can praise God for as well. We can praise God that we are not on that list of people who have died from coronavirus. We're on the other end of that list of people, and I can praise God for that every single moment, for every breath we're able to take. I want to give him praise. I want to thank him for all of that. So I want to take just a moment to thank all of you again who are joining on the call, those of you who came to Transformation Hour on Facebook Live this morning. We are grateful that the word of God is getting out unhindered. And we thank God for these, you know, we say in the declaration every Sunday, we thank God that barriers are being broken, you know, that doors are opening for us. And so this is an effectual door for us. It may be a little inconvenient in some ways, but in other ways, it is such a blessing. We have new people joining us. We have folks joining us who are unable to travel all the way from here, there, and yonder. We have people on from Kansas City last week. Those are things that you're just not able necessarily to do in the physical that we are able to do here because of this technology. And so, hey, we're going to use it. The enemy uses technology every which way he can. So we're going to use technology for the glory of God. We're going to use it to lift him up. We're going to use it to praise him. We're going to use it to magnify him. And so speaking of praising him and magnifying him, Sister Brecca, are you on with us this morning?
Good morning. I'm here. Good morning, Deliverance Temple family.
Good morning to you. I'm going to ask that you come on and do what you do. Let the anointing of God be upon you. And I want to thank you for I heard testimony of people that they said, it was almost like there was a little surprise, sister, that because it was on the telephone, that they said, I actually felt the presence of God. I said, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's in your hands, Songbird. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Mark. All right, let's begin, everyone. Praise the Lord. Come on, while you guys are at home, you sing along with me, okay? All right. This is Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. Here we go. Lord, I lift Your Name on High. Lord, I love to sing Your praise. And I'm so glad You're in my life. And I'm so glad You came to save us. Lord, I lift Your Name on High. Lord, I love to sing Your praises, and I'm so glad You're in my life, and I'm so glad You came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Ooh, ooh. Ha! Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, sing that with me in your home. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I love to sing Your praises. I'm so glad You're in my life. I'm so glad You came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift Your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, to my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift Your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, to my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Oh, you came from heaven to earth, from across to the place to the sky. You came from heaven to earth, from across to the grave to the sky. You came from heaven to earth, from across to the grave to the sky. You came from heaven to earth, from across to the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on with me at home.
Come on. Say, yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on, sing it with me.
Everybody sing, yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, say, yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, say, yeah, 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 yeah. One more time, say, yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on.
Come on, say, yeah, 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 yeah. You came from heaven to earth, took down away from the earth to the cross, to my death to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth, to show the way from the earth to the cross, to my death to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. But I lift your name on high. But I lift your name on high. But I lift your name on high. Lord, 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 I lift your name on high. She's a worthy. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, everybody, wherever you are, just lift his name on high. He is worthy to be praised in your homes, wherever you are, in your kitchen or in your bathroom or in your bedroom. Just lift up the name of Jesus right now. Thank you, oh God. All right, we're going to sing. If you sing with us, let's see here. Praise the Lord. All right, give me just one moment. I'm having just a little difficulty here. Because of who you are, God, we give you glory. Because of who you are, God, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, sing with me at home. Hallelujah. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Ooh. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Because of who you are, I give you praise.
because of who you are. I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, ooh, my Prince of Peace. And I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Hallelujah. Because of who you are. I give you glory because of who you are. I give you strength and praise because of who you are. Lift my voice and praise, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, you are my Prince of Peace. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Who you are. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. We worship you, Almighty God, for there is none like you. So we worship you. We worship you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You see why I call her the songbird. I give glory to God for you, Sister Brecker. God bless you so much. I appreciate you. I know we all do. Because of who you are. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost right now. He is here with me. He is there with you wherever you are listening to this broadcast. God is right there with you. The Holy Spirit's presence is among us. And as we magnify him, as we lift him up, as we remember who he is, oh my goodness, he shows up as that for us. He shows up as a provider. He shows up as our banner and our victory and our protection. He shows up as the God of peace. He shows up as comfort. He shows up as all that we need for him to be. So in this time of uncertainty and trial and doing things in a new and different way than we've ever had to do them before, there is one certain and sure thing, and that is our God. Our God is still who he is. He is still who he has been. He is still who he shall be. And so we thank God this morning, and we worship him because of who he is. We lift his name on high because of who he is. We give him glory because of who he is. I hope that you are out there right now giving God praise, giving God glory. Listen, if you can't give him praise in the comfort of your own home, I sure don't expect to see you giving him praise nowhere else. But in the comfort of your own home, on that couch where you're sitting right now, you can give God praise. You can holler as loud as you want to and let him know that you trust him. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that he is still in your heart, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And because of who he is, you're going to praise him. Because who he is, you're going to lift him up. Because of who he is and continues to show himself to be, we're going to worship him. We're going to do it any way we can. We'll worship him on the internet. We'll worship him on a phone line. We'll worship him in a text message. We'll worship him any way we can get it done. We're going to do it. We're going to worship him. We're going to praise him. We're going to magnify the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. So once again, I'm so glad to be on here with you today. Praise God for the service so far. We got more coming up. It's going to be awesome and amazing. I want to give you just a few, couple of announcements really right now, and then we're going to move on with the service. I want to let you know that, of course, your offerings and tithes are still very much needed as we continue. Even though none of us are over there with the heat going, how many of y'all understand that City Utilities continues to run that meter? It is still moving over there. Even just if it's moving slowly, it's still moving. And they're going to want their payment eventually. So we want to make sure everything is everything. And we thank God for those of you who gave last week. I understand from our chief financial officer that money came from different directions. And we want to remind you that we have at least five ways for you to give. You can, of course, give online in three different ways, and you can find all of this information on our church website, deliverancetemple.org, on the giving tab. Just punch the giving tab there, and you will see that you can give by Square, by PayPal, or by Cash App. And we've had at least a couple of those utilized last week, I know. You can also give by phone. You can call our own Sister Tyra, and she's happy to help you with that payment over the phone. Her number is area code 417-827-7721. I'll give that out again. It's area code 417-827-7721, and she's more than happy to take receive your offering that way. Let me tell you also that there is good old snail mail. The U.S. Postal Service does still deliver, praise God. And so you can make your check out to Deliverance Temple and send that to Deliverance Temple at P.O. Box 7 here in Springfield, 65801. That's P.O. Box 7, just one number. P.O. Box 7, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. And we are happy, of course, to receive your offering, your tithe, your gift, your donation that way. So we thank God for those various means of giving and worshiping through our giving, even though it might be on the internet or by a letter or by a phone call. We have all kinds of ways to get it done, and we thank God for the opportunity to give and to serve. Now, speaking of serving, I want you to know that there is an after coming. I talked about this a little bit this morning in Transformation Hour. There is an after coming. It's not going to always be like it is right now. And these present times, though rather tenuous for us, will pass away. They came to pass, and it will pass, and we'll be back. And we want to be ready when we get back. We want to be ready to serve. We want to be ready to minister. We were able on last week to continue with our mobile food pantry and served over 100 families. Hallelujah. Somebody give him a shout of praise right there. Over 100 families we were able to help last week. And so the gospel is not bound. We are still ministering in word and deed, Deliverance Temple, and I'm so grateful to be part of a congregation that is about doing as well as saying what we're going to do. So we're actually busy doing it. So I thank God for that. I thank God for all of you on the line today. We've got a special treat coming up for you very soon. The Word of God is going to be ministered today, and I'm just going to keep you in suspense a little bit about that. But I see that Bishop is on the line, and I'm going to ask him to come and have words. Bishop, can you hear me? Bishop Knox. Praise God. He may have his phone on mute.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir.
What am I supposed to do now?
You are supposed to just have words with the people, say whatever you want to say, and bless the people, pray for the people, whatever it is that you'd like to do before we have the ministry of the word today.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a pleasure to be with you all. I tell you what, God is good. Even on a bad day, God is good. Thank God for what he's doing for us right now. I know the virus is bad and all that, but God is still the good God. So trust in him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust him. He'll bring you through. All right. God bless you. The Lord smile on you is my prayer. All right, Brother Marcus, back to you.
Praise God. Thank you, Bishop. So good to hear from you, sir. I thought it was important for us to hear that voice. Sometimes, you know, when everything else is so unsteady, you need to have something that is familiar and stable in your life. And so I thank God that as our bishop is fast approaching another birthday here in about a month, that he is able to join us and able to speak encouragement into our lives. That's one of the things. There are many, many, many things that I appreciate about Bishop Knox, and I know that is true of everyone else on the call today. But one of the things I appreciate most about him and about our beautiful First Lady, Sister Bobby, is that they are encouragers. I have never known them in these 40-plus years. I have never known them to try to put people down, try to make you feel bad, try to make you sad. They're about encouragement. They're about lifting you up. They're about telling you you can make it. Go with us and we'll do you good. One of the many phrases that we have heard from him over the years. And so I thank God for his voice. I thank God for his encouragement here on this call today. And I want you to know, I want you to know we're going to make it. We're going to do greater things than ever before. We're coming out of this stronger, not weaker. We're coming out of this better than ever before. And I hope that you are believers in that, that declaration that we say each Sunday. It's not just words on the screen or words that you're hearing online here, but that you really believe that God is breaking down barriers for us, and he's going to bring us out greater than ever before. He's going to increase us. He's going to cause us to be able to minister to more people in more places, in more ways even, as we're doing right now. So we give God praise and glory for all of that. Without further ado, we have a speaker on the line today. And we have a treat for all of you. You know, it is the Word of God that's going to make it for us. It takes the Word of God to be an overcomer. And truly, it is the Word of God itself that declares that we are overcomers. And so as we bring to the mic, as it were, the speaker of the hour to deliver to us the Word of God, I am so pleased to be able to bring out Pastor Carol Clark, a person who is not unfamiliar with overcoming. She has overcome much in her life, much. And God has been faithful, and we are glad that she is with us today to bring the Word of God. Pastor Carol, it's in your hands.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good, Ms. Temple, good morning. Good morning, DTM. Glad to be with you this morning. And glad to I hope I hear your voices. I mean, I know you're there somewhere. Praise God. So we thank the Lord for that. Every day, God is blessing us, everyone, and giving us strength to go on. I'm glad to be with you today. Be a conference call. I want you to know I've been home 2 weeks, two long weeks. I go to the door and get some fresh air, but I've been in this house. But I also am happy to report I'm fine, and I still have joy. God is so good. I'd like to take this time to thank my family and friends who've been so good to see to me. Everything I need. In fact, I have need of nothing, and I praise God for that. I praise God for them blessing me during this time. Did I say time? Time. Something we all got more of than we used to have. Even if we're still going to work, if we're still going to the grocery store or getting toilet paper, whatever we're doing, we still have time. We've been blessed with more time. That may not seem like a blessing to you, but it is a blessing to you to have more time. You're always talking about you don't have time for this, not enough hours in the day, so forth. Guess what? You got time. You got time. And in this time, God wants us to take some of that time and do some things that will bless us and grow us up in him. Number one, time to love one another for love is of God. We've got time to love. I mean, to know you're loving, to think about loving. We've got that time. We've got time to pray. And pray, you know, I always intended to pray more. You always said, Lord, I've got to pray. You've got time. We've got time to do that thing right now. We got time to relax. Philippians 4 tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, give and pray without ceasing. Praise God. God wants us to just relax and pray and be with him and know that he has all things in his hands. We've got time. We've got time to meditate on the word of God. Psalms 1 and 2 reminds us, praise God. But his delight, this is the man that walks right before God. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. Day and night. That will get us through. That will get us through. We've got time. Redeem the time. Get it back. For the days are evil, Ephesians 5 and 6 says, make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. God wants us to make the most of the opportunity to spend time with him and spend time with each other through the technological things that he's provided. We've got time. Praise God. And number five, we've got time to praise God. Take time to praise him and thank him for what he has done and what he's doing and what he's going to do. It's hard to praise God in these days, horrible days, really. But we admonished of God in everything to give thanks, in everything to give thanks. For it is the will of Father concerning you. Praise God. In Habakkuk 3:17, Mark, you got that? I guess he doesn't. All right. In Habakkuk 3:17, it says, though the fig tree does
yes,
not
ma'am, I've
got it. Okay, go ahead.
Right here. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds' feet and makes me walk on my high places. Amen.
Praise God. Becca was talking about things living in rough times. Things were horrible on the earth. Does that sound familiar? Things were seemingly unjust. Does that sound familiar? We didn't do anything, we don't think, to cause all this, but it's here. It's here. And Rebecca was inquiring of the Lord, what's going on? What you going to do about this? But then at the end, he concludes, I'm going to praise God anyhow. I'm going to praise God anyhow. Praise God gives us strength. It gives us strength. You may not believe it right now, but if you begin to praise, close your eyes and begin to praise and worship God, you'll get new strength. You'll get new motivation. And it moves God when we praise him in the midst of the storm. We praise him because we know that he's got our hand. He's got our back. He's lifting us up. He's going to take care of us through it all. And he's going to be there at the end of it. God bless us. God blesses us. If we praise him, if we praise him, he'll give you strength. He gives strength like no other. As the voices, the urban praise says, strength like no other reaches to me. Praise God for the strength that it gives us to go on. And number six, this is the last one, the most one I think concerns us, maybe the one that we don't even want to deal with right now. It says, let it go. Let it go. Let what go, Sister Carol? All the unforgiveness, all the anger, all the hatred, all the malice, all the envy, all the strife. Now you say, Pastor Carol, I love everybody. I'm full of love. Are you? Just asking. Well, since you have time, just check to be sure. God may not be coming back in the next minute, but I tell you what, the clock is ticking. God is showing us and renewing our mind and letting us know the clock is ticking. Look at Matthew 24. You got time. You got time. In Philippians 3rd chapter, Paul's saying, forgetting those things which are behind me, I press forward. Let us do the same. Let us do the same. Let's forget all that stuff. All that happened before this stuff. Let it go. Let it go. Sometimes we think I'll never forgive them. Sometimes I think I'm still hurt and all this. And I just want to tell them how I feel and all that. But let it go. Let it go. Like my grandbaby say from Frozen, let it go. It's not going to do any good. And God's getting ready to take us higher heights and deeper depths. After we've suffered a while, we're going to higher heights and deeper depths. Don't you want to be ready? Don't you want to be ready? These are serious and rough times. Make no mistake about it. These are rough times. But if we follow these Bible instructions to pray for one another, not just for yourself, not just stop the virus, but pray for one another. Pray for one another. The Lord put things on your heart. Now you got time to be quiet, you can hear somebody's name, maybe Carol. Pray for me. Pray for me. Maybe Sue. Pray for her. Pray for one another. Number two, to pray. You got time to pray without ceasing. Pray as you wash your dishes, as you vacuum, as Patricia's out in the yard digging in the flowers. Pray for one another. Pray without ceasing. Number three, to study. We've got time to study the Word of God. Isn't that something? We've got time to study the Word of God. And then we've got time to meditate on His Word. Meditate on His Word. Day and night. Praise God. Then we've got time to remember to praise God. To praise God. Though the fig tree does not blossom, though there's no ox in the stall, all those things, though it looks like nothing's going right, praise God. We've got time to praise God. Rebecca said, I will yet praise Him more and more. And that word praise in that particular scripture means to spin around. That means give them Shona praise. That means get with it, y'all. You can shout it out. Praise God. And then number six, to let go. To let it go. Let it go. You feel so free when you let those burdens off of you. Those things you've been carrying around. That anger and that strength, that malice, and that unforgiveness you've been hanging on and carrying it around. You, while you was moving fast, you can kind of deal with it, but now you slowed down. So something has slowed you down. And now you can feel that heavy load. Get it off of you. Let it go. Let it go. And we'll be all right. See you on the other side of this. We will see you on the other side of this. After a while, it'll all be over. After a while, the sun's going to set. After a while, dark clouds will pass over. We'll be shouting hallelujah. We're going to do it after a while, but we're going to do it now. After a while. Praise God. God bless you all. Back to you, Brother Mark.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Listen, I want you, if you would, to take a moment, Pastor, and pray for the people. This is a powerful word that you've given us. We've got time. We got time, and we got time this morning for prayer. We know that there are many needs represented here on this line, and we know that there are many needs, of course, in the world. We're all well aware of the global pandemic surrounding the coronavirus. But we have time this morning. We have time to honor God. We have time to minister to His people. And so whatever it is that you have in mind right now, whatever it is that's on your heart, whatever it is concerning you, I want you to get that thing and bring it to the forefront of your mind as Pastor Carol prays for us this morning. Pastor?
Praise God. Lord, in Jesus' name, we come before you, praising you and thanking you for your many blessings, for your love and for your kindness, for your tender mercy. We thank you for the word, God, that you have sent us to remind us, God, to love and to pray and relax in you and meditate on your word and read your word and study your word and most of all, to let it go. Help us, God, to let it go this morning. Help us, God, to love this morning. Help us to be more apt to read your word, more apt to understand and meditate on your word. Help us, God, to redeem this time. Redeem this time, God. Move on us. Move on us. Help us not busy ourselves with things that bore us, like TV, things like sitting around looking at the ceiling. Those things do bore us. But God, help us to be alive in you and reaching out to you, that you may bless us and deliver us and fill us with your love, God. Fill us with your grace. God, we thank you. We thank you that we have you. You're all by our side. Just as Becca was singing to us this morning, God, you are there. You are. And God, we're so grateful for who you are to us right now. Strengthen us in you. Strengthen us in you. Strengthen us in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you once again, Pastor Carol. Appreciate that word so much this morning. We are grateful to you and grateful to God for you. And we are grateful this morning for a timely word. Yes, pun intended. A timely word this morning that we have time. So I thank you all this morning for being on. This has been the conference call service of Deliverance Temple Ministries. I want to remind you that recordings of this service will be available on our Deliverance Temple website. That's deliverancetemple.org. Also, we are going to make recordings of this call available for replay, and you can contact me for the information on how to do that. It's a separate number, but you'll be able to call just like you're doing on your phone now and listen to the various calls and broadcasts that we're doing during this time. So thank God for, again, all of you gathering today. I pray God's richest blessing upon you in the name of Jesus. Bishop Knox, before we go, would you have any closing words, sir? I suppose not. Okay, Bishop. Appreciate you. And we thank you all for being on the line today. And with that, we will end the call. And we will see you all very soon, reminding you again that the next broadcast will be available Facebook Live Wednesday evening with Minister Regina Rogers. That's at 6 o'clock. And then also on Facebook in the DT Live web Facebook page, Transformation Hour next Sunday at 9. Replays of those are available there, as well as audio replays available on the DeliveranceTemple.org website. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. We'll see you soon. Amen. Bye-bye now.